Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, it's Dolla White, and this is the Dolla White Podcast. My guest today is the legendary Juicy J, a founding member of one of the most influential groups in hip-hop history, 3-6 Mafia. Now, you may notice quite a change in audio quality toward the end of the podcast. We did run into some technical issues, which limited our time, but shit happens. Deal with it. Enjoy these 6 minutes with Juicy J. That didn't come out right. Anyway, welcome to the Dolla White Podcast.
Polo Gitti. Live.
Yeah. What's up?
This is not live. It's completely recorded.
Broadcasting from one of the top recording studios in all of Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, that's not true at all. I'm probably at home doing this.
He's been called one of the greatest thinkers of his time.
Literally no one has ever called me that. I do kind of agree with it, though.
Right here.
A 2017 recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize.
That's just a flat-out lie.
Talking politics, community, race, religion, entertainment, sports, and whatever the fuck else.
Yeah.
It's the Dolla White Podcast.
Episode 3 of the Dolla White Podcast. My guest today, the legendary Juicy J, needs no introduction. What's good, bro?
Man, I'm good, man. How you been, bro?
I mean, everything is good my way. The new album, The Hustle Continues, out right now. I sat with it for a minute this morning. It sounds like an expansion, a continuation of 3-6, man. It's just Juicy J doing what it is you do.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, man. That was my goal, man. Make it as 3-6 as possible, you know, every level from the beginning to the end.
And you had a lot of people on there. I know Lil Baby was on there. Who else did you work with on this one?
Lil Baby, Megan Thee Stallion, J-Rock, Project Pat, 2 Chainz, Ty Dolla $ign, NLE Choppa, Young Dolph, Key Glock.
And I also saw that you had 3 records that you produced for Megan on her new album too, right?
Yeah, yep.
Checks rolling in for you right now, brother.
Man, I mean, I'm still going, man. Hustle continues.
You have a weed company now too, right?
Yeah, me and Gary V.
We here in Tennessee would like to be able to buy your weed one day. So, you know, what can we do here to make that possible to legalize recreational marijuana in the state of Tennessee?
Man, you just got to get with them politicians, man. They run this whole state. They can make the laws and change. We didn't hurt nobody, man. You know what I'm saying? They need to.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe you throw some of that weed money around to get it legalized here, you end up making a little more back.
Yeah, true. I would definitely do that. You know what I'm saying? I would put dispensaries everywhere in Tennessee. I still got property and ties out there in Memphis, man. I ain't never gonna leave Memphis, you know. I might be here and there. I got houses all over the place because I've been working, but I'm gonna always keep my roots, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. You're well invested, dude, too. And that's something I wanted to talk to you about because I saw I don't know what magazine it was for, but it was like your best and worst things that you've spent money on in your life. And I think one of the worst ones you said was a Bentley, but one of the best was the weed company and a couple. And is it Core Water that you do?
Yeah.
Can you talk about that a little bit? Because you got started young in this industry and those checks started rolling in when you were younger and you were probably doing dumb shit with your money back then. And now you're doing much more wise things. So, you know, give a word of advice to the young folks now.
I mean, I'm going to tell you what my dad used to always tell me. Put something back for a rainy day because you never know when that rainy day is coming. I always kept it in my mind. So yeah, I spent a little bit, but I always save more than I spent.
That's,
you know,
dope.
I might bought like a $100,000 watch and some change, but I'm putting back 2-3 mil, you know, I'm sitting on that, you know what I'm saying? Then I'm getting my write-offs and I'm, you know, I'm paying my taxes. So I was always that type of dude. Save. Spend a little bit, enjoy your life, but always, because, you know, this music, I mean, that's all I had at the beginning. Before I even came up, I was just doing music. I didn't have no other investments like I got now. So I would always just save because I was thinking like, man, you never know, you know, this music don't work out. I break my leg or anything happen, I gotta be at home, I gotta have something to sit on. But then, you know, eventually growing up, I was investing in land, property, real estate, and now I'm doing tech stuff and, you know, Fortnite and I guess all kind of other stuff.
Do you play Fortnite or you just invested in it? You see the checks coming in?
No, I don't really play it. You know what I'm saying? I didn't mess around with it a little bit, but nah. I got Call of Duty on right now, PS5, but that's my favorite game. But yeah, I mean, opportunity came across my desk and I couldn't say no, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I got money in Turo. I mean, you know, I get these opportunities and they come across my desk, like the Core Water. That's an opportunity that came across my desk. Somebody was like, yo, we got this going on. You want to invest some money in, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, why not? You know, I ain't doing anything else with the money. You know what I'm saying? I've been sitting on it for years. Might well go and throw it in here and throw it in there and just get to throwing it around. So
you really are spending checks from 1995 still then?
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? But I'm doing it humbly, you know what I mean?
I want to see if you remember this, because I just want to get one good story out of you. I was, when Scoob and I first moved to Nashville back in like 01, 02, you came in town. I think you were promoting an album, and you took us out to a country bar out by Opryland, of all places, and had drinks with us, and we got to know each other for a second. But you told some wild-ass stories from the road back then. Can you share just a wild-ass story, whatever story you want to tell, because I know you got a lot of them, and tell us some wild shit.
Man. I don't know, I might get myself in some trouble. I get to talk.
I know you're a married man now. You got to watch yourself. Answer this. What's the most high, drunk, whatever you've been on stage, and to where when the next day you're like, I don't know, I don't even remember performing. I don't know how we got through this show, but we got through it.
I was in Memphis at a they had the Beale Street Music Festival in Memphis.
Right.
And I was performing. I was super drunk, and I used to be the dude that I would collect all the money every time we get the back ends. I would collect the back end. So I had the back end check in my hand, and I fell in the mud, was super muddy, drunk out of my mind. I washed my clothes the next morning, and the check was, messed up and washed.
Did you have to pay everybody else out of that check?
I just called the promoter and said, yo, man, y'all got to resend that check, man. I lost that check, you know. But I was really messed up, and like I was looking for the check at first, and I was like, oh, shit, I washed my clothes. I don't even remember doing this shit, you know. And
you fell in the mud after the show, though, right?
No, I was during the show. I mean, like, I would love to jump off stage. I dived off stage and fell straight in the mud. I was covered in mud.
Is there a video of this? Or is this before, like, camera phones?
Yeah, it was before camera phones. Yeah, yeah.
You got lucky, because that happened now. You'd be trending number one on Twitter for sure.
Oh, man, I was messed up, man. I can't. They had to pull me off the stage. They had to pull me back on stage, because I couldn't get out the mud. Because I was, like, literally body in the mud, like, stuck. And I was so drunk. And I out of my mind, I was like, man, it actually felt good in the mud. I see how I pee. I was telling people, I was like, I see how a pig feel, man. The mud is actually real cool. It cools your body down.
Right.
You know? Because it was real hot out there. So I was like, man, that mud is really cool. But I was messed up.
I DJ'd one night, and I remember being so drunk that I shut the music off and said on the mic, if you care whether or not I live or die tonight, you'll bring me a water to this DJ booth right now. And I think that's the drunkest I've ever been when I DJ.
and somebody brought you some water?
Somebody brought me some water. I think they brought me another shot or two, too. Because I think you know how it is. When you tell people you're drunk, they just keep buying you drinks for some reason. Nobody ever wants to be the one to be, like, responsible for whatever reason. But I'll let you slide out with that. The Hustle Continues out right now, man. Juicy J, thank you for taking time out, man. Next time you're in Nashville, make sure you holler at me. If we're able to go out and have lunch, if there's restaurants open and, you know, we're not in a pandemic anymore, we'll do that.
Yeah, man. Hey, blessings, man. Always good seeing you, brother, man. You know what
I'm saying? Hey, you too, Juicy. I appreciate it, bro.
All right, man. Peace.
I want to once again thank my guest, Juicy J, for being part of the podcast. His new album, The Hustle Continues, is streaming right now on all platforms. Make sure you check that out. And make sure you follow me on Twitter and Instagram as well, at DoloWhite101, DoloWhite101. Also, hit subscribe. Make sure you subscribe so you get all the notifications when the new podcast drop. Anyway, I'm out.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.